I'd like to call the meeting back to order. This afternoon's agenda involves a discussion regarding Tri-Lakes Biosolid Project and equipment recommendation from our committee. Who is going to speak to us today? Mike, I tell you, we don't have a microphone sitting at the podium, but you're welcome to sit at either one of these tables.
Good afternoon. I handed out a letter to all of you just a few minutes ago, emailed it to you a little bit a while ago, if you got it or not. What we're looking to do today is get your approval, if you're willing, to of the recommended proposals for the major equipment packages for the Tri-Lakes Biosolids project. As we discussed previously, what we were going to go through is an equipment pre-selection process, and where we were going to solicit proposals from a shortlisted group of manufacturers that the cities and all involved in the project had evaluated either through site visits or on-site demonstrations and other means of determining that the equipment would be appropriate for the project. We solicited proposals from them and received them back on June 5th and went through an evaluation on June 13th. We looked at both an economic evaluation and a non-economic comparison of the proposals, and in order to with the intent that the selected and approved proposals would be included as part of the bid package, so the dollar amount and the scope of services would be included in the construction bid documents. There's nothing, so be clear, there's nothing to purchase right now if anything, any decisions are made. And we would complete our final design based on the selected equipment. The reason we went this route is that there is enough variability in the equipment that we felt that we'd get a better design, better construction price by pre-selecting our equipment. We did go through a competitive process to get to this point. The Department of Natural Resources did approve going through this process also, so they're on board with going through this. We had two equipment packages that we asked for. One is the indirect dryer along with holding bins and conveyance equipment that go along with it. Two proposals were received. One was from a company called Fenton, and the other one was a company called Thermaflight. Thermaflight is the one that the group has recommended. Their proposal is for $1,843,580. We also received two proposals for the centrifuge package. That included three centrifuges plus the associated conveyance and chemical feed equipment. And their Alpha Laval is the one that was recommended by the group with at a cost of $1,143,615. As I said before, we did an economic evaluation and we did a non-economic comparison of the two. If you take a look at the second page of the letter I gave you, you'll see a table towards the top that gives you the economic summary of the economic comparison on all four proposals received. You'll see on the dryers that both for initial cost and life cycle cost, the Thermaflight proposal was the low cost. And you'll see on the centrifuges that for both initial and life cycle cost, the Andritz proposal was the low cost. When we met as a group on the 13th of this month, the non-economic comparison was gone through and the proposals were scored by the group in attendance of the cities, the group of cities in attendance that are part of the project. You'll see attached to your letter two pages that look like this. One is for the dryers, one is for the centrifuges. You'll see when you look at them that on the dryers, the Thermaflight proposal scored higher than the Fenton proposal on the criteria listed, and that the Alpha Laval proposal scored higher than the Andritz proposal on the centrifuge package. Based off of this, it was pretty, the dryer recommendation was pretty straightforward. The lower cost alternative was also the highest rated, and that is, which is Thermaflight, and that's the one that's been recommended. You'll see that Alfa Laval was the higher cost proposal, but it was also the highest rated proposal of the two. And after considerable discussion among the cities there, and Cindy Davies, the regional director of DNR, was also at the meeting just to observe. After considerable discussion about the relative merits of the different equipment packages, the group decided that they would prefer the Alfa Laval proposal over the Andritz proposal, and so that's the recommendation that's been brought to you today. In order to move forward with this, you as a commission would need to approve this, and also DNR would need to approve this. We have not taken this to DNR yet. We wanted to come to you first before we did that and discuss this and have a consensus locally before we took it to DNR. You as a commission and DNR, the two of you need to approve it is you both have committed the funding to the project, and so it's your money that's under your control that's being spent on this project, and that the recommendation coming from the cities involved is just that, it's a recommendation. They can't bind anyone to anything at this point. So that's pretty well a summary of what the situation is and what has been done and what the path forward could look like. So at this point, I guess I'll see if they have any initial questions. Or
Mike, I do here. In looking at the dryer, it seems it's pretty self-explanatory, whereas net present value, it's a better price too for the Thermaflight solution. The centrifuges, I'm more perplexed.
Mm-hmm.
The solution that was recommended was higher cost and higher O&M, and in looking at the scoring sheet, the only biggest difference I saw from the two was the robustness of design and quality of construction. Can you kind of discuss that? Looked like the biggest deciding factor. If you could address that.
Yeah. There were three line items on that page that had a similar evaluation spread.
Okay.
Manufacturer's local support, parts
right.
availability and lead time, the robustness of design, quality of construction, as you noted, and maintenance requirements were the three that were the deciding factor to the group.
And the maintenance requirements confused me because it's costing more for maintenance on this. But if you could address at least one of a couple of those, that would help me understand.
I'll talk about all three of them briefly. First, with manufacturers' local support and lead time, the discussion among the cities had to do with their experience with the supplier that we were working with,
okay.
and their responsiveness in past projects. They felt that the group representing Alfa Laval has been a more responsive group to them than the group representing Andritz. As far as robustness of design, quality of construction, there were a couple of features that the group felt were better for operational flexibility and general quality of design that the Alfa Laval unit offered, and that was based upon primarily upon on-site demonstrations that both manufacturers did at the Hollister treatment plant. Both brought trailer-mounted units out. Both demonstrated for a period of a week to show how their equipment would operate and how it was built, and
okay.
Kick the tires and give it a test drive. And the preference of the operators involved with that, they felt the Alfa Laval design was superior to the Andritz design. The last one, maintenance requirements. Due to the way the units are constructed, disassembly for maintenance is easier with the Alfa Laval unit, in the opinion of the operators. They felt that it's a simpler process to deal with. They could disassemble it and reassemble easier, and that overall it would be an easier unit to operate. There was considerable discussion about the O&M costs. We asked both, all four proposals, we asked for expected part annual parts and labor requirements for normal repair operations, and there was a wide spread between the two in what they proposed, and essentially the group didn't believe the Andritz number was going to adequately address what they expected to really be the case, and so the numbers presented, the economic analysis, were as included in the proposal. We didn't want to modify the proposal, but the interpretation was they probably were understating what the cost would be, and so that gives a good chunk of the difference between the two is encompassed there.
Can I have a follow-up question just for clarification? The initial cost obviously is coming from Taney County and DNR, or Clean Water, however you want to say it. It's coming from the state.
Right.
The other half is coming from the county. Going forward, though, the O&M is going to be covered by the maintenance, but by the fees charged by the entity. So really the O&M, as long as you guys, the entity that is operating, are satisfied, really the only thing that the county should be looking at is the initial.
Yeah, that's the part that impacts you, correct?
Right, okay.
But we wanted to look at the overall value of the equipment to for the project.
So the initial cost versus the maintenance is $150,000 approximately, and that $150,000 is made up through the service and ease of maintenance. I mean, I've rounded it off. It's one.
No, you're right. I mean, it's 1-1 versus basically 1-1 versus
just
million.
Yeah, it's about $150,000 initial cost difference between Alfa Laval and Andritz. That would be the difference to the construction cost of the project.
So over a period of time with the maintenance, that part, because we don't know anything about that. You guys are in that business, so I'm supportive of your conclusion.
So you mentioned lead times. Is there a lead time? What would be the lead time on? I mean, what is the overall project's scope of lead time, if you can address that?
Well, as far as the lead time in the evaluation is for responsiveness once it's in operation, if there's a breakdown and to get parts.
All right, that makes sense.
That's what that's referring to. Okay. There's lead time during construction to get the equipment, but that's they're both in the same ballpark and it'll be part of a normal construction schedule.
Okay.
With the verbiage that's in the first paragraph, following their recommendation, or even stating to include their recommendation, would that be the verbiage we're looking for in a motion?
Probably so.
With context changes for the motion, but yeah, that is what we're asking you to do, is approve their proposals for those dollar amounts.
So I'll move that the Taney County Commission approves the recommendation by the selection of Thermoflight and Alfa Laval as per the bid and the recommendation of the entity that is going to be maintaining this. How's that?
Is that suitable?
That works.
The reason I ask is if we were to read exactly what you have in the first paragraph, would that more clearly state what we need to do?
Or do you want to?
And if not, then I'm fine with what we have.
Or we can just move to approve this document and the recommendations.
I guess my suggestion would be to approve the recommendation of the cities participating in the project to accept the Thermoflight and Alfa Laval proposals to have their. To have their scopes and bid prices included in the construction bid documents for the project.
That's what I meant to be in my motion.
Was that what you meant?
I just didn't have all those words in my tongue.
If for procedural purposes, I don't know if you want to include the dollar amounts or not. That's
we may just include this document
and
submit the document with the motion.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, A motion has been made and seconded to approve the document presented on behalf of the cities participating in the Trilex Biosolid project and to approve their recommendation to select the proposals of Thermaflight and Alfa Laval to have their scopes and prices included in the construction bid documents for the Trilex Biosolids project as set forth in the letter dated June 28, 2012. Discussion.
Yes, I need to put an A in my name.
Did I? Oh, hey. I can fix that. My apologies for that. That one's all on me there.
That's all the discussion I had on it.
It's always about you.
It is. Something's never changed.
If I get everything else right today, I'm having a good day.
Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed to the motion say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
When will we get to the point where we're actually paying money?
We are anticipating going to construction at the first part of 2013 with the project bidding at the end of the year. Our intent is to have the final design submitted to DNR in the first part of September. And as long as the permitting process goes relatively smoothly with them, we'll be able to have the project advertised for bid before the end of the year. Of course, anything that's out of that part of it may be out of our control, but that's what we're targeting at this point, so that the facility will be operational by the end of 2013. And so, yes, at that point, money will need to be spent.
So we're looking more than likely at next year's budget, not this year's. We are budgeted for the expenses.
For the majority of it. I mean, right now you're paying design fees at this point, but the construction itself, I would expect it for you to be in 2013.
Excellent. Thank all of you.
All right. Any other?
Go ahead, Dan.
Any possibilities of other grant funding on such a project?
Not that I'm anticipating at this point.
Okay.
There's no possibility if we don't go out for it, right?
Right.
That's true, too.
Is there an expansion to... I know that we scaled this down originally when we went after the grant dollars to...
A little bit.
So I guess the question is, do we think that we're going to expand, or are we going to stay with this design and equipment that we're going to purchase and stay within the $6 million budget?
We're going to stay within the design and equipment we have now. We'll be within that budget.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for me?
Mm-mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, guys. Ron, you want to recess for 5 minutes while we move down here?
Appreciate your support.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It'll be a big deal.
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes until we take up our next order of business.